Hello, friends. Hello, beans, nuggets of the world. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your body. Welcome to this Earth Warrior Wellness podcast episode. I am so happy to be chit-chatting with you all. Although you're not physically here, I'm happy to be energetically connected. I'm happy that you ended up listening to this and that you have found me and I have found you, and that we are living on this earth at the same time. So thank you for existing. Thank you for showing up. I wanted to come here and talk about the importance of community. Now, I grew up kind of lacking this communal aspect of life. I, of course, had my family, as most of us do when growing up, and I did have many, many friend groups, many diverse friends and relationships throughout my years of childhood and teen life. But I never would have defined that as community. And now in my life, it is one of the most important pillars of my well-being, of my happiness, of my success, of my life. It is so valuable. It is so important to me. And you know, some people may not feel the same way, and that's totally okay, but I just wanted to show up and touch on this subject, because if I didn't end up connected to this community, I never would have really known about it, because it's not something that's always talked about. People talk about your support group, and yes, community provides that support, but there's so much more to it. So I just want to talk about a lot of the things that a community can offer and does offer for me. One thing is support. We'll start with that, since that's what is talked about a lot in our day and age, having support group, having support. When you're going through something difficult and you have a group of people that you trust and you feel safe to reach out to communicate with, to express, and you know, when you have a whole community as opposed to just one person, it's really helpful, because if someone's not able to provide you that space right now, if they're going through their own thing and they're just not capable of holding that space for you, then having a community is so valuable, because you can turn to somebody else or somebody else and find someone who is available, who is there to hold space and can support you and assist you and possibly give you advice or just be there to listen. And it's really beautiful, because I grew up never speaking when I was going through something and never expressing what was going on, but always deciding that I had to deal with it by myself. And a lot of that was because I didn't feel safe bringing it up to the people around me. And that's partially their doing, partially my doing. But over time, I've learned a lot about it. And I now feel comfortable within myself to express. And that has led me to find a community of people and friends and family, soul family, that I feel comfortable expressing to them, and they feel comfortable to hold space and assist me. And it's so powerful, because although sometimes I do still like to deal with my issues or my emotions on my own, sometimes when I would like some advice or want to talk to another being about what's going on, I know that I have people to reach out to. I know that there are people there, that I have that support. And if one person isn't able to, I have another one. And it's really life-changing. It's really so healing to know that you have that and to be able to utilize it and heal with other people. deep breaths. Let's all take a deep breath. Let's appreciate the people in our lives that we have, the support that we do have, or the people that we've let go of because they weren't able to support us in the ways that we needed. And let's move on to another pro, another value, another magical aspect of community. I would say inspiration. Wow. When you're surrounded by a group of people, a group of like-minded people that you can interact with, and that they are going through their own growth, and you're going through your own growth, and you can just inspire one another. You can just bounce off inspiration and motivation and drive and honestly work together, support one another, but also just feel inspired by the fact that they're doing their own work, that they're doing all these things in their life, and see how that influences your heart because you're connected to them. And when one person raises their vibration, it does raise the vibration of them, of those around them. And if certain people aren't able to raise their vibration, then unfortunately, those connections fall off. They naturally dissipate. And so many people in my life are experiencing that right now. They're losing friends, they're losing people, letting go of people. And it's really painful, but it's really powerful because we have to create space from the people who aren't really serving us, who we don't truly align with, in order to allow our true soul family, our true community to come in and fill up that space, because they have a lot of space to fill up with their powerful energy, with their light, with their inspiration, with their motivation, with all the things that they provide for you. They need that space, so we have to let go of other things to create that space for them and for ourselves. But once it's created, wow, when I hang out with my community, I feel so refreshed. I feel so driven. My heart feels like it's on fire and it's just ready to get all these things done and to manifest my dreams and to take action and to live the life I desire with every waking breath, because these people, they're so driven within themselves and it all just builds off of one another. We all are able to inspire one another and grow and learn together. And it's so important because my old friendships, my old relationships in my life, they sometimes left me feeling drained. I talked about this with some people recently. When you hang out with someone and you leave and you feel like you need to recenter and you need to re-up your energy and recharge, that's not really in alignment within yourself. You shouldn't have to recharge with the people that you're surrounding yourself with. You should feel recharged by being with them. So it's something to note that you can look at your relationships and be aware of these things and see, you know, is this person bringing me up? Is this person lighting my fire? Is this person mirroring the effort that I'm putting in my own life? And are they doing that in their life? Are we inspiring one another? Are we growing on our own, but also supporting each other? And if not, then maybe that's something that you need to let go of. And I know it's hard. Letting go of people is hard. It causes grief. It causes pain. But wow, I will always stand by my belief that grief is the most transformative emotion that we can feel as humans. The depth of it, the extent of it, and the catalyst for change that it can be, for growth, for awareness, for realizations, it's so hard sometimes. But it can be so rewarding if we take it with the right mindset and we transmute it in the right ways. So let go of those people. If you feel called, if you feel ready, make space for yourself and for your true community, for your soul family, for the people who will light you up, that when you hang out with them, you feel reborn, you feel driven. Let's take a deep breath in and out. Release. Release our ties to the people that we don't need to be attached to. Let's breathe in. Make space in your body. Breathe out and release. We are able to reflect on our lives, reflect on the people that we surround ourselves with, reflect how they make us feel, and if it's truly something that we feel is aligned with us at this point in time, with this version of ourselves and the version that we want to be. Another value of community is safety. Oh my gosh, how safe I feel with the people in my life right now. The level of comfort and belonging I feel with these people that I have met so recently. The depth of the relationships that we're able to have, the safety, the understanding, the alignment. So quick, but so powerful, so true. It's so real and it's so magical. This weekend, I hosted a workshop, and it's the first time I've ever done that. I wrote up an entire book's worth of information. It wasn't really book length yet, but it's something that I may now turn into a book, and it fuels my fire, but I just let it all flow out. It felt so aligned. It felt so right. And I presented this information for about an hour and a half. That's a long presentation to a couple people, some who I knew, some who I've never met, never seen in my life. Some showed up in the middle of my presentation. And I felt close to no fear doing this. Because I felt so safe. I felt that no matter what happened, if I messed up, if it was a silly presentation, if it was disorganized, if I stumbled over my words, if I said something wrong, it wouldn't matter because these people are so accepting. My community is based on love, acceptance, support, and safety that I knew it didn't matter. I just needed to show up. This was a catalyst for my growth, and it was space to help guide others, to help provide others with the wisdom that I had brewing in my head, to share that with them. And it really did so much wonders for me and for others, and it made my heart so happy. But just the amount of safety I felt before and during this presentation was unreal. I compared it to doing a presentation in school. You feel fear, you feel discomfort, people are judging you, you're being graded. But showing up to this place for an hour and a half of time to just speak and share from my heart, it was so safe. It was so wonderful. And I'm so grateful to be connected to a community where I can feel such things, where they allow me to show up in my most authentic form, and they show up to support me, and I can support them through this safety, through this understanding, through this acceptance that we all just accept each other for who we are, for trying new things, for what we choose to do. It's so beautiful. It's so empowering. It's so necessary. I keep saying this word, a catalyst. Someone said that to me this weekend and it shifted my soul. They called me a catalyst, and wow, that must be one of the most immaculate compliments I've ever received. to be able to catalyze other people's growth, other people's progression, healing. That's all I want. That is so rewarding to me, to my heart, to my soul. And it was so beautiful to be able to be in a space where all of us can be catalyzed into being a better version of ourselves. I don't know if that's grammatically correct, but as my community, I know that you guys won't judge me, you ladies won't judge me if I use words the wrong way, if I trip and fall on my face. It doesn't matter because it's love, it's acceptance. It's so beautiful. It's so important. For so long in my life, I did not feel safe. In many relationships, I did not feel safe. And it caused me to lose myself. It caused me to fear so much, to fear being who I was, to fear speaking my mind and expressing what was within, to fear setting boundaries and to fear choosing myself first because I was in situations that were not made safe, that did not feel safe. And to now be able to feel so safe with people that I've just met, that I've just connected with, because the community is just based on this, that we can accept new people with open arms and allow them to show up exactly who they are, allow them to bring their light and reflect it. Oh my gosh, it's so amazing. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the life that I am living and the people I am surrounded by and the people I continue to meet. Almost every person I meet, the chances, the alignment of it is unreal because of this connection I have within myself, because of this connection I have within the community. The energy just grows and grows and it affects all of us collectively in such a powerful way. So I recommend, if you don't currently have a community, start finding one. Go out of your comfort zone and meet people, talk to people. You'll be surprised at how quickly it starts forming, how quickly you start meeting people who align with you, who are doing similar things, who have similar interests, who are on similar life paths. When you put yourself out there and when you make the space in your life, when you release the people who are not aligned with you, and then you start taking the action to meet people, to put yourself in situations where you may interact with new people, it just forms and it just grows and it will change your life. Truly, I never thought that I would have this community and at home. In my hometown, I never ever thought. For so long I traveled and I love traveling and I love meeting community abroad. But no matter where I went, I was like, we do not have that where I live. This is not something that I have in my home. And now I have it stronger than ever because it's home, because I'm here for a bit, for a while, connecting with these people consistently, growing with these people, growing our visions together. It's wondrous. Let's take another deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. We can do a little affirmation together. You can repeat after me. I have the ability to connect with an aligned community. I deserve a community that's based in love and safety. My community is already out there, and I am on my way to find it. Wow. I'm feeling very zen talking about this. Thank you all for showing up, for listening, for being in this space of flow. This is a little bit of a different episode than I've created before. It's probably one of the first ones I've created, not walking dogs, so no wind sounds, and just flowing with my words here and now to share with you all. And I'm feeling very good about it, so thank you for allowing me this space. Thank you for allowing yourself to show up in this space and to listen to this information and take it and do with it what you feel called to do with it. Take action if you'd like. Share it if you'd like. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my @ is Our Earth Warrior. A warrior for the earth, for the animals, for the humans, for all life. I would love to connect with you all. If anyone's interested in working together, collabing on this podcast, if you have ideas or flows that you'd like to share, I would love that more than words can describe. And if you use Spotify, I always add a little poll and a question. If you want to open your phone, you can answer that poll, answer that question if you feel called. I love you all. I truly love you all. I accept you all as part of my community, as part of my soul and my purpose to connect with each and every one of you digitally or in person, whatever it may be. Thank you for existing, for showing up, and I'm excited to flow with you again next Tuesday. Au revoir.